RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Hold on to your nipples.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterny's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily is powered by Good Company Cantina, where my bride took me last night for my birthday, right over here on, I believe, West Gray. I hadn't taken you boys over there yet, but there's a solid little tequila bar connected to it that's closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. But if we ever do find a way over the next 6 years to get together when we're and get out, this is a spot we got to slide through. The Good Company Cantina. There's a couple of cantinas around the area, around the city, but this one right here happens to be really close to the studio here. And Jorge was our waiter. Greatly appreciate old Jorge. Did a hell of a job. Really rolled the R in the introduction. Jorge really rolled the R there, T. I mean, it was
authentic.
It was strong. Yeah, no, he didn't think it was very funny either when I asked him about that hard roll. It was authentic. Was right.
That hard roll.
I'm gonna tell you boys though, 48's it's off to a rough start for you, boy.
Damn it.
For those that are just now tuning in, my birthday was yesterday. Wife and my sister-in-law and Frank and my cousin Jay, when we call Head, and his old lady, Tiff. She probably wouldn't appreciate it.
I enjoy
that.
Head.
Yeah, good dude. And Byron, loud ass Byron. We all had us a good old time, boys. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. That old champagne, started that old champagne with you yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Had a little redfish. Had a tequila shot. Old Jorge brought me several margaritas. Two Bohemia beers that John Lopez mentioned the other day. I did not know that was Mexican import.
Hold on. We've got a. When you say several margaritas, we need a ballpark.
I lost count. I'm going to guess four.
Okay.
And so, they were the big ones, 16-ounce, not on 12-ounce. I didn't buy one of them little ones like Tyler buys.
So four margaritas. Okay, we're in a danger zone here.
Two Bohemia beers.
It will not be a good night.
Two silver bullets for a nightcap at Head's house, and we got done. And the first morning.
Did you DoorDash?
No, I did not. The first morning I woke up at 48 years old. I guess it was the second morning, because it was this morning. Slight banger. Slight headbanger. Fairly loose stool.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I had puke level indigestion.
But not puke, but just the
I don't like throwing up. If I didn't dislike throwing up so much, I could have puked multiple times last night. I bet I got a solid. Between that puke level indigestion and that four-year-old in my bed kicking the hell out of my ribs all night long, I bet you I got 2 hours of sleep.
I'm falling.
I tried. Ron, it was so bad.
Still coming in there,
bro. I'm okay right now. But it was probably 3:45. I got up and went and tried it. Because, you know, like, when I'm laying flat, I'm thinking, I guess it's because I'm laying flat. You know what I mean? So I go sit on the couch and try to kind of angle it up a little bit and try to
sleep.
Oh,
you were in bad shape.
I was in bad shape.
Got to get you some Nexium.
Did you take some?
I took one of them little pills that it's not that, but one of them pills I was supposed to take before to keep this from happening.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got one in my in my backpack right now. One left.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, spicy food, beer and margaritas, and the shot didn't help, and the sweets. I told y'all, I didn't know that sweets cause indigestion the way it does my father-in-law told me. I had to have one of them Good Company pecan slice of pecan pie on my birthday. I did it all.
I mean, you really had a lot going there, man. I'm trying to keep.
You ain't no spring chicken no more, man.
I paid for it, cuz I'm telling you, man, it was. And Jorge, he went with the he recommended the redfish that's on the skin that still has the eyeball on it and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So I went outside my comfort zone a bit, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, it was rough for your boy. 48 was rough for your boy. The indigestion really, really. You know, you get up middle of the night and go take you, pop you a BC powder or a Tylenol or something. And the little banger I had, it'd go away quick. That indigestion, man, I had to tell my wife. She was like, why'd you get up so many times last night? I said, and if I'm waking her, she sleeps deep. If I'm waking her up, you know, I'm tussling over there, boy. And I'm just telling you, man.
Stuff gets rough, man. I got to take that little purple pill every day.
Mine was purple, too, but it wasn't Nexium.
Prilosec.
I'm just thinking about how much of an idiot I am. I was going through that roughly two or three times a day,
before
month.
You had the surgery.
And then I'm thinking it's just a little bit, having some indigestion.
Got
gallbladder stones that are trying to pass through and just pop it in.
I mean, I'm at a point where
I was doing that two or three times a month.
Boy,
towards the end.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure what's causing mine. But I'm at a point last night. If I'd have thought about you in that situation, I'd have called a doctor trying to go get my gallbladder.
I'm in there thinking like, damn man, I just had a salad. I'm in here.
Hey,
I didn't think a salad did it.
Hey. That spicy ranch was that bad.
Hey, 48 got me thinking about no more margaritas, no more spicy vinegar. Food. No.
In my
no,
experience, tequila of all the liquors out there, I mean, that's always ruined my indigestion the worst. Like, well,
haven't had any problems since.
I think that's what got me. I damaged something in there. Not last night. I think over. I'm telling you, man. I had a good 5 or 6 year run where, I mean, it was the amount of tequila and lime juice that I was putting down my throat was unbelievable. Oof. Thinking back on it now, I mean, I had to do. Not to mention that damage I was doing when I was just running streets in Dallas. There ain't no telling. But, yeah,
well,
man.
I thought those were the same times. These are different times.
Oh, these are different times.
Different
man.
Seasons of life.
Okay.
The tequila drinking was Heights, Taco, and Tamale in Little Rock. Right there. They might as well put a name on the stool right there. Me and one of my homeboys, we'd go in there, and he'd be going through a divorce. I'd be his old sounding board. I'm 40,
just over there drinking.
I'm 43 and single, and I'm telling him about his divorce. I'm like, I look back on it now. I'm like, boy, I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But we were drinking that good tequila, boy.
Sipping it.
Good times right there. You ever get indigestion so bad you got to go straight for the milk and like chug it from the jug?
Maybe I should have done that last night. I've never had it worse than
milk,
I had it
but
last
no,
night.
No, I did not. I didn't know that was the thing.
It's a Band-Aid. But
I'd have took a bath in that son of a gun in milk last night. I'd have drank every bit of my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old's milk last night if I'd have known it.
But Clint, you're lactose intolerant. I don't care.
I don't give two rips, man. I mean, shoot. It is. Anyway, 48's been a rough start, man. So
I think you should try it again tonight.
Well, no, I just got to get my mind right. I'm thinking about just quitting it all for New Year's, man, and being an mature adult.
Out of this cooler down the hall, man. Grab you a beer and get a little hair of the dog. Well, you'll be just fine.
No, that damn champagne's down there. I saw that. I know that's where it all started. That was the culprit.
Ooh,
I blame it on Ron. I blame it on Ron. All right, that's Ron Ugly, old T-Mills behind the glass over there on the ones and twos. Already done his best bets. I jumped on that Tennessee bet with him. We took Tennessee -2.5. Tyler got it at -3. So we'll go to T-Mill Real Deal.
Nailed it.
T-Mill Real Deal on Twitter to get them bets if you want it. But it is a tape drop Tuesday. We got to hit this tape, boys. I mean, this is going to be crazy to say this, and I know I'm going to hurt some feelings out there.
8th straight win, man. Sound like you're setting up something bad.
I'm not going to come on here and tell everybody how good the defense is. I mean, how good the first two plays were, like I did yesterday. They were tremendous. I mean, so all you sensitive son of a guns, think about yesterday. Hell, I told you, I outlined those the damn plays, that the long touchdowns. And
Team
and
Macho.
So, that's right. I'm going to tell y'all what, man. CJ wasn't good.
He wasn't good.
CJ wasn't good. I mean, when you look,
you gave him a C minus yesterday.
I gave him a C minus yesterday, and I was, as I said in the moment, I said I think I'm being a little bit too forgiving. I think it's probably more like a D. The two touchdown throws I outlined yesterday, those were great scheme ups. I guarantee you, he threw both of those routes to that exact player 42 times at practice last week, so they knew exactly what they were looking at. Great job. I'm not minimizing it by any means, but they were right there in your face, make the play kind of deal. All right. I got to be honest. That's where the good for me stopped in this game. The two interceptions that CJ threw were not only forces that were given the style of offense that they want to play him. Given what I know is being preached into his head, they're unacceptable. Right? I know they happen. D'Amico gets up there. Interceptions happen. No, man, you just can't force the football into those coverages. And you damn sure can't do it twice. And I'm gonna be honest with you. Those bad interceptions, the second one was really bad. The timing is what's going to hurt, what hurts more than anything. I need D'Amico Ryans to trust C.J. Stroud in all situations, but definitely at the end of the half. I need him to feel good that if you're up 14-0 early, you can still trust him to go out there and throw the football. And after watching the film, I don't think they necessarily pulled the reins back as strongly as it looked like they did on the TV cut. But there's no doubt about it that D'Amico Ryans, the formula for this team to win, that D'Amico Ryans watches that and goes, man, we're lucky to have survived that. The one thing we can't do when we get up 14-0 is turn around and throw two interceptions, back-to-back like that. So the two interceptions are just inexcusable, all right? And he had at least two, if not three or four, opportunities. We talked a lot about the pressure and the throwaways, right? He had Woody Marks up the sideline versus a defensive end, and it's a throw that top quarterbacks in this league make all day, every day. I watched the Coastal Carolina quarterback just make this throw, Ron. Not the one to Woody Marks, the one to Noel, the corner, right? I watched him just make it in this Independence Bowl. But the CJ never gave it a shot, never gave it a chance. He drifted, bought a little time like he should, and then he threw the ball probably 10 yards shorter than he should. He threw it outside instead of inside. You had Woody Marks up the sideline. You had your pass-catching running back up the sideline in a man situation where the one place that defense, when they call that defense, the one place they hope you don't throw the football is to Woody Marks versus that defensive end. They know that's the spot where they can be got. You went there, and the throw was so piss poor that Woody Marks didn't even have a shot.
It's not easy.
And again, if you think he's going to be a $50, $60 million a year quarterback, you got to make those throws.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right. Now, go towards later in the game. The throw I just said, I saw the Coastal Carolina quarterback. Same type deal. You kind of drift a little bit, and there is a free runner, right? But you know that free runner's coming, and he's drifting, and there is no doubt about it. Noel gets inside the DB. It's an over the top throw to the back pylon. You give him a chance, or you throw it out of bounds, or you miss him deep, and you throw it wide and short. Again, you miss that by 20 yards, and I just believe C.J. Stroud's the caliber quarterback that's got to make that throw. And there are definitely warts, man. Look, there are Nick Cayley. I'm not dismissing anything, any problem anybody's got with Nick Cayley.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.